Welcome to Beside the Still Waters by Pastor Sammy Jechi. My dear friend, the Word of God.
I'm talking on the subject divine ability. I want us to go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Now let's all read it together. Shall we go? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Now God has put His Spirit in us. And He has given us divine abilities to do all that He wants us to do for His glory and honor. It's very important. But mistakenly, many look on the outward appearances and they think and feel they are useless and incapable. Is it not interesting? He has put His Spirit in us, alright, for us to do things to His glory and honor. But mistakenly, a lot of us, children of God, we rather do the opposite. We look on the outside appearance and think and feel that we are useless and sometimes incapable. The truth is that God says you are capable. Hallelujah. And so you are capable. Is somebody here? The truth is, God says you are capable, and that should settle with us. You are capable, and that is it. There is no negotiation. If anybody thinks he is incapable or incapable, then you must know this, that the image of God in you has been underutilized. Is somebody here? Good. Alright. I want us to look at the words divine and ability. First of all, divine. I checked it from a normal dictionary, Merriam-Webster's dictionary, and there were a whole pack of it, but I chose just three. It says, coming from God. Number two, relating to God. And number three, divine means proceeding from God. It's the same as coming from God. So if something is divine, then it means it is coming from God. Is it right? Good. Now, ability also here means this. The quality or state of being able. Very, very simple. The quality or state of being able. And especially, this quality has to be physical or mental. And it has to be that power to perform. The power to perform physically and mentally. Now, the next one, which is very interesting to me, is competence. And that is my favorite. Ability is competence, or if you like, capability. So, merging the two together, I struggled a bit, and I put it this way. When we talk about divine ability, then this is what we are talking about. The physical and mental power from God, which puts one in a state of competence. Amen. So divine ability is, I repeat, the physical and mental power from God. Not from any institution, but from God. We are dealing with the church and the people of God now. Is somebody here with me? That mental ability from power from God, which puts one in a state of competence or being able. Praise God. And so you see, you can know a whole lot of stuff. You can have a whole pack of information and education. If God doesn't give you that mental power, that physical power to be able to do what He wants you to do, then you don't have divine ability. Oh, somebody here with me. Now, this also means that you may be very limited in your abilities, in your mental capacity, in your physical capacity. But when God steps in, then it means that God enables you to do what is far above you. Oh, come on. Am I telling you something? Amen. Praise God. It means that you might not know that which you are set to do. You might not have even any kind of training in that area. But you know what? God has a way of giving you strength and the power to be able to do it. For instance, let me give you a classic example. I can be in my office and hear the choir sing. And as long as I know the voices of all those that I know, when I'm hearing, I'm able to tell mommy that this is the one singing. She'll come and check, and it's exactly so. I can be in another side of my house and tell that the small gate has been opened. These years, God gave it to me. And I can stand before the choir, and I know where the fault is coming from. And by the time we are through with it, we know that this thing is coming from here. It is divine ability. I didn't study it. Nobody, no book gave it to me. It is inbuilt. And it is given to me by God. Come on, give God praise. Give God praise. Give Him praise better. Amen. In the same way, God is about to enter our lives and give us power to do things that are far beyond us, to do things that we are not familiar with. Listen, it's going to come a time when you are employed on a certain job, but you don't have a clue as to how to do it. But God being your God will see you through. Oh, I thought I was going to hear a better amen here. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is rather sad that many children of God feel incompetent. Not just incompetent, they also feel insecure and incapable in spite of the fact that they are saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Listen, everybody here, join me. Let us quote the scripture three times. Shall we go? Can you lift your right hand and say it like you can do it? Can you speak it and let your body vibrate on it? Let's go. Hallelujah. It means that if you are picked at your level to head a unit, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? Hallelujah. It is possible. Tell somebody it is possible. Oh, come on. Say it again. It is possible. Hallelujah. Some even consider themselves as not capable of any meaningful achievement in life. Do you know our confessions even tell so? Oh, as for us, we are nobody, so we are Sanquas. You are the big man. I will never say I am Sanquas. I am somebody. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me?
don't kill yourself before you die. Is somebody here with me? You are a somebody. You are not a Sankwas. Ah, are you here with me? You are not anybody that's can be thrown away. You are part of life. And you form the core of life. If you are not there, it doesn't happen. Oh, come on. Can I have some amen here? Don't watch me. Hallelujah. If you are not there, it doesn't happen. In this church, you are very important. If you are not there, it doesn't happen. If you are not there, it is not complete. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? That is why you are very important. Tell somebody you are very, very important. Oh, come on. Tell him and let him feel it. Hallelujah. Praise God. People feel that negative way because something happened to them. Somewhere along the line, they were told a lie in the past. Is somebody here with me? They were told a lie. Especially when you come into contact with somebody who will consistently make you feel you are nothing, you will live always thinking that you are nothing. Oh, come on, is somebody here with me? Especially when you are with a guardian or a parent who will always say negative things to you. You are good for nothing. We can't use you for anything. I'm telling you, if that thing goes on consistently, listen, just for 6 months, if every week you say to somebody you are foolish 3 times for 6 months, I'm telling you, there is a tendency that the person will live with it forever. Today, I call upon you to depart from that thought. Oh, come on. Can I have some amen here? If you have not even experienced it before, you want to say amen to deliver somebody. Can I have some amen here? Praise the Lord. Don't feed on the lie. It is a lie. And it belongs to the past. They have fed and still keep feeding on those lies that they are worth nothing. And nothing good will ever come from them. Who says so? Ha! 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 Listen, many live with that fact, with that lie, to the saying that the information they have had in the past keep framing their very lives. Said that anywhere they go, whenever they are being chosen, for instance, to be a leader, they will rather turn to somebody and say that not me, but you. Oh, listen, anywhere you go when you are chosen a leader, say thank you, I am going to do it. Anywhere you find yourself, listen, make sure that when they give you leadership role, play it. I'm telling you. I feel like I'm prophesying to somebody. I feel like I'm talking to somebody. Never relegate that position to somebody and say that another person must do it. They watched you and they said you deserve that position, and so they named you, and so embrace it and walk into it. Oh, come on. I thought I was going to hear amen here. Hallelujah. Tonight somebody is going to be delivered. Deliver your thoughts from those lies. Those lies are not your portion. In the name of Jesus. Somebody has told you that you will never be of any good use. Tell the person that is a lie. That is not your portion in life. God brought you on this earth to make a difference.
Stay tuned. We will be right back. You are welcome back to Beside the Still Waters.
The fact that you can do what somebody does doesn't make you a minus. Is somebody here with me? There is something that you also do that he cannot do. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? Oh yes, listen to me. There is no way at this level I'll reduce myself before any preacher. I'm telling you, I appreciate every preacher. And I also accept every preacher. I receive from every preacher. But I have something that is uniquely given to me that the other person doesn't have. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Am I talking to somebody? I used to listen. Listen, sometimes church members can make you feel very funny. Especially when you have invited somebody and, hey, hallelujah. And I have a friend like that. He got annoyed. He said, this is how they are hailing this one that I brought. The next day, it was 3 days. The next day, he said he won't go to church. You are defeated. I will help to say hallelujah. And I'll look at what he is saying. And the way he is saying it. And I will learn from it. When I stand here, I will do more than what he has done. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? That is why I had to wean myself from it. Because if you are a preacher, you are a pastor, and you invite somebody, and the person comes and he's all about... Let me tell you, when you go to a place as a guest, it's sweet old. You can ask the Nezenko. I fire out when I'm everywhere, I'm telling you. When you are in your church, you have to systematically go. But when I go, I have just 45 1 hour to display about 6 months' message that I have preached for just 1 hour. It's a sweet thing. Oh, one of these days I'll take some of you along. Some of the guys are the pastor, and say, who's he seeing? A prophet is not accepted in his own country. Amen! Praise God! Recently, Sakaman, I'm telling you, listen, you'll be there sitting and the Holy Spirit will just take them and they are rolling off in their seat as I was speaking. So you are used to me. Hallelujah! But pretty soon you are going to see a different person you have never seen. Come on, can I tell you something? That is how it is. So the moment you begin to pin yourself down, and you go down, you keep going and going and going and going. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you this, listen. Never push yourself under the earth. Because you are not dead yet. It's only dead bodies that go under the earth. Hallelujah. And if you don't take care, you always play yourself down and think that others are overly better. I'm telling you this, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. The power, the mental power and the physical power which comes from God that makes you competent is so latent in you. And it will never depart from you. Listen, you are all in the same profession. But when you touch the thing, you touch it with a certain expertise that other professionals will not do. Because they don't have what you have. What you have is the Spirit of God. And that is divine. Come on, give God praise, give God praise, give God praise. Listen. The irony of life is that even after you have worked so hard at your lower level and have attained heights in life above the expectations, they don't come. They have given you negative words. They have spelled out your future without God's permission. They have dictated your pace, and they have tried to spell out how your future is ever going to look like. But listen, you work so hard, you push yourself so hard, you did things when you felt like you didn't want to, but you still did it. But you know what? They don't accept it. That is their problem. A time is coming, they will be forced to accept who you have become. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. I guess you are not clapping for clapping's sake. You are clapping because it's coming to you. I know what I'm saying. Sometimes upon seeing them after many years, something within wants to disarm you and align your thoughts to fit their wrong perception about you, because in your weak state, they determined who you were going to be. And you know something, when you were a cab, they have the permission and they have a very boundless space to say anything to you. But when you grow to become a lion, you set the boundary for yourself. Oh, come on. Am I talking to somebody? I don't know whether you are getting what I'm saying. Listen, they watch you and they don't understand. This is going on in their head. You also see them, and in your state of powerlessness, they said anything to you and everything, they said it to you. But when there was a separation, you have built your life to that height, and they see you, and it is a problem to them. Your blessing has become a worry to them. Your lifting has become a source of worry to them. Your promotion has become a source of worry to them. Listen, the increase in your life, the grace of God upon your life is rather a worry to them. And so when you see them, you want to adjust and realign to their wrong perception of who you used to be. Depart from it. Come on, is somebody here with me? Depart from it. Pull yourself from out of the place. I like one statement of Asantehene when he was chosen on something. He was being interviewed on Joy FM way back, years back, at the very beginning of his reign. And he was asked, now most of your friends may not be able to come to you. And you know, they will find it difficult reaching you. So how are you going to handle that? Your life is going to change. And you know what he said? Unfortunately for them, that is how it is. They will have to live with it. Don't fit into anybody's wrong perception. I'm telling you, some of the people that I came to meet, young children, they are now parents. Because one thing we must know is that people do not grow to be the same. Let me tell you, listen, if anybody knows you when you were weak and when you have advanced, they will still pull you and put you there. But may you depart from that. Oh, come on, come on. Am I telling you something? May we depart from that. It's very, very important. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Listen, I want to give you this. Never trade your dignity and honor for despise and underestimation. Never. Everybody has dignity. And everybody has honor. Don't throw it away. Oh, not everybody will give you the maximum respect, but don't despise yourself. Oh, am I talking to somebody? It's very important. The second thing you must know, never be a pushover. Ah, is somebody here with me? Be stable and firm. God is on your side. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is on your side. Press on. Resist the temptation to be lazy.
resist the temptation to be like a vesicle. Is somebody here with me? Oh yes, resist it. Resist the temptation to embrace failure. Resist it. It's very important. And when you get there, listen, you must cost many people in the next 5, 6, 7 years. Cause people to ask, how did he get there? How did she get there? If people see you and they never ask this question in their minds, then you are not going. They should see you and ask, how did it happen? The fact is, Philippians 4:13 happened to you once upon a time. Come on, give God praise. You don't have to allow your past to eat your future. No. The past is past. Thank God that the past belongs to yesterday and their teammates. Another day has come. Are you hearing me? Oh my God. And today you have the opportunity to prepare for tomorrow, which is a glory. I read a piece from you, Dickon Glover, and I loved it. Your state now is somebody's future. Don't compare yourself with others. Be thankful. Be content with today. But keep going. Are you hearing me? Because there is a position, there is a breakthrough, there is a door that must open unto you. Oh, come on, is somebody here with me? And stop comparing yourself with others. It's very, very important. Amen. It is not what people think of you that matters, but rather it is what God has said about you. What do people think about you? Do you know something? Sometimes we spend so much energy and time trying to know what people think about us. A bit of it is good, but don't spend your energy throughout your life to want to know what people think about you. You will crash. Am I saying something? It's very important. They may think, you see, what men will do is they will dig your roots against you. Oh, did you hear me? They will try to dig, they will show you where they come from. Men will dig your roots. They will say how your ancestors were slaves. They will tell you how your background is the poor type. They will let you know how you don't have any graduates in your house. Is somebody here with me? They will let you know how people don't know how to dress in your house. They'll let you know what you used to eat in your house. They will tell you all that. But the greatest news is, divine ability comes from Jehovah God. Divine ability comes from Jehovah God. And so when divine ability kicks in, every aspect of weakness goes to rest, and the power that is coming from the Holy Ghost begins to operate to give glory to God, not you. Listen, God's name must be glorified in your life for all to know that you belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
We hope You have been inspired and transformed by Pastor Sammy Jechi. Stay blessed.